Hello, VoiceTubers! This is your host, Steve, your English guide from abroad. It's Tuesday again, so it's time for another challenge. I will announce last week's trivia winners, along with a new trivia question at the end of the episode, so stay tuned. 大家好,我是Steve. 我们一起来挑战吧. Today's video is about different ways to ask someone out. We say ask someone out for a date. This phrase has more of a romantic connotation, so we would not say this about a friend or someone in your family.
今天的影片关于如何约人跟你出去的约会。
You don't want to go on a date with your mom, but you can still hang out with your mom, that's okay. So if I say, I want to ask her out, it means that I am attracted to this girl and may want to date her. Let's check out today's key sentence to find out more. Asking someone out in person is also an option, but it may be used less often nowadays because of how intimidating it can be. Okay, let's start with the phrase in person. In person. This phrase gets stressed because it's an adjective describing asking someone out. Asking someone out is the main action in the sentence. There are other ways to ask someone out, like texting them or calling them, etc. We stress in person because it's in the adjective that describes the main action in the sentence. So we say asking someone out in person can also be an option. So you can see that the main action is asking someone out, and one way you can do it is in person, by talking to them face to face. Here is another example of how we can stress an adjective that describes a particular about the main action in the sentence. Trying to quit smoking cold turkey is much harder than gradually quitting. So cold turkey is the adjective that tells us how this person plans on quitting. They don't want to quit slowly, they want to quit cold turkey, which means you just stop immediately. So here's a good challenge for you listeners. Can you make your own sentence with an adjective that emphasizes the action in the sentence or specifies how that action will be done? Try below and I will try to give you some feedback. Okay, let's move on to the vocabulary. Word number one today is option. Option. It's a noun. In the Chinese is 选择, 选择. All right, and the definition is one thing that can be chosen from a set of possibilities or the freedom to make a choice. So listen to this key sentence. You have two options when moving to Canada. You can study or find a job. So you do have an option. Sometimes you have no options. All you can do is one thing. But in this case, you can choose to work in a different country or study in a different country. So you have two options. All right, word number two is nowadays. Nowadays. This is the adverb form of the sentence. And the Chinese is 如今, 如今. And the definition is at the present time in comparison to the past. So it's talking about now and how it might be different than something in the past. So listen to this example sentence. Nowadays, more and more millennials are texting instead of calling. So before, people used to call a lot, but nowadays, people don't like to call as much. They would rather text because it's faster and easier. So nowadays, more people text. Nowadays is typically used for a longer period of time. For instance, talking about millennials, it could be the last 30 years or so, right? Which is small when compared to human history, but it's a pretty big period of time in our lives. You wouldn't say nowadays for 1 week or a few days. Instead, you could say something like lately or recently, like lately I've been very tired. Use nowadays if you are talking about the current period of time, like this current generation or century, or when highlighting a difference between new and old. Alright, and the last word today is intimidating. Intimidating. It's an adjective, and the Chinese is 令人紧张的. Alright, the definition is making you feel frightened or nervous. So this example sentence should help you out. It says, asking the beautiful girl out was too intimidating, so I asked out her less attractive friend. So intimidating might be, it's not so much like scary, like a monster. It just might be something that you're afraid to do, like maybe taking this class is so intimidating because the professor is supposed to be really strict, or asking this girl out is so intimidating, she's so beautiful, something like that. That's going to do it for the pronunciation and the vocabulary. Let's move on to the trivia questions. So last week, I asked you the trivia question, in what city-state was Socrates born? The answer, of course, was Athens. Athens, the capital city in Greece. And this week we have a record amount of people who got the question right. 4 people got this week's question right. So congratulations to Paige. She was the first person to answer the question. Congratulations to Shakespeare. I think he's gotten a question right in the past too. Congratulations to Fawen Haonan also got the question right. And last but not least, for 3 weeks in a row, Shiying Chang has gotten the question right. So Shiying Chang, congratulations to you. All right, so nice work to you 4, but there's going to be a new challenge for next week, so there's another chance. So here is this week's trivia question. What Walt Disney animated film was hyped as the most beautiful love story ever told? One more time. What Walt Disney animated film was hyped as the most beautiful love story ever told? Disney 动画电影 被巧作为有史以来最美丽的爱情故事吗? All right, if you know the answer, please send me a private message on VoiceTube in the next week. I will announce your name in the next Tuesday's episode. All right, that will do it today. One final tip. If you have really good English, try to challenge yourself. Try to make sentences with the grammar or the vocabulary, or just record your opinion on the topic or the challenge. This will be a great way to practice. You could also offer feedback to users who might struggle. I look forward to hearing from all of you, and I will see you guys on Saturday.
谢谢收听。如果你的英文真的很好，就要挑战自己，尝试用所学的问法或词汇造句，或者录下你对今天挑战具体的看法。 这将是练习的好方法。你可以提供你的想法给其他遇到困难的挑战者。我期待听到大家的录音。星期六见。